This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, Lead Agency, Lead, and Grand Lake. We were in the Arkansas Ozarks, less than 3 hours' drive from Miami, Oklahoma, and Ottawa County in the northeastern part of that state, so it made sense to take the opportunity to visit with the local environmental action demanded Lead Agency based there. Lead Agency is one of the dozen or so Anthropocene Alliance groups that ACORN will be supporting over the coming 18 months, so we were excited to get on the ground and learn more about their work. Lead Agency has been at it since 1997, led by Rebecca Jim, and wow, do they have their hands full. This area was the scene of extensive lead and zinc mining, largely beginning at the turn of the 20th century, evolving into more than 300 mines in a 40-square-mile area that over 50 years provided raw materials for the majority of the American bullets of World War I and II, among other uses, according to a book they published. Readers of organizing history also know this was a union and socialist hotbed in that period as well. This area is also the home of 10 Native American tribes, the Quapaw, Seneca Cayuga, Miami, Mauduck, Wyandotte, Ottawa, Peoria, Shawnee, Eastern Shawnee, and Cherokee. Native Americans make up 17% of the population of the town of Miami, and many of the tribes are headquartered there. Jim, Lead Agency's executive director, was a Cherokee clan mother, and it was her activity with the tribe that triggered her founding of Lead Agency. The backstory of the organization and Jim's leadership lies in the devastation and poisoning of these communities, their land and water in the wake of the mining. The watersheds of Tar Creek, Spring Creek, and parts of the Neosho River were contaminated. Tailing piles of fine-grained, sand-like material called chat locally checkerboard the area, and it permeated building construction, playgrounds, sandboxes, and all segments of community life. The area became one of the first and largest EPA Superfund sites. In fact, as part of the cleanup and remediation, the EPA needed a local group to front one of the projects, and they had to have a lead agency. Jim said they would step in, which is how the organization's name became Lead Agency, spelled out now as an acronym. For decades, they have had big league partnerships with universities like Harvard and Vermont and different projects, but the job still faces decades more to repair the land and water. One current fight focuses on the water levels of Grand Lake, a water source and recreation lake created by damming some of the rivers. Regular high water and flooding inundates thousands of homes in the area, and when combining with the chat, creates huge health crises. Lead Agency opposed raising the water by another foot in 2023 for this reason, although some of the push to do so comes from their own former Senator Jim Inouye, who owns property on the lake. For me, part of this is not just professional, but personal as well. In the summer of 1966, when I was working as a roustabout in the Velma, Oklahoma oil fields for a Skelly Oil subcontractor, I learned to solemn water ski on Grand Lake. Back then, my aunt's family had a place on the lake with bunk beds next to the house where visitors and the boys could stay. Now, whole sections of the lake are too polluted to swim or ski, and the overseers of the lake seem not to care that a direct consequence of raising the water level for recreation and other purposes will flood thousands of homes. Lead Agency has appealed to FERC, the Federal Energy Regulation Committee, much in the news these days, to block the efforts of the Grand River Dam Authority for their impunity in this area and their lack of public hearings and input. Lead Agency is up to its ears in this fight. It'll be a pleasure for ACORN to be able to work with them and lend a hand. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.